Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio, yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo-Jenkins. This week I'm joined by Martijn and Frank Posey, our producer. How are you doing, guys? And I hope everybody listening is doing well. What are we going to start the show with today?
We got a break remix of a Matthews track called Step Back. This is on Modus, and it's a break remix. Yeah, what more can we say? It hits like a Matthews break remix.
Yes.
Come step back, 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 back. It's time to step back. Time to step back.
Jungly.
Big up the break and big up Submarine now, who is back on 1985 with a whole EP. And he has a list of issues he'd like to list out for you in the form of a really, really cool jungly track. If you have any issues, please list them to us in some type of DM or letter that we're probably never likely to read. But at least you've got them off your chest.
Jungly.
Jungly. Is that your list of issues? Martijn, what are your list of issues?
Jungly. Massive.
It's a massive list.
We'll be right back.
something now on Pretty Cool.
Yeah, it's Waze. It's from a Waze EP, I believe, on Critical. And there's a two-step version of this track, I think, or is it? I think there's this one. It's called Stopping Turning VIP, and there's also a two-step remix.
Two-step verification
remix.
Well, the EP is called Still Turning, so it's all a little nod to the original of this came out in 2024, and then the new EP is called Still Turning. I wasn't too sure if there was a two-step thing on there. It's the original. No, I'm going to have to show my ignorance on Waze Productions. I'm still recording, and I'm not going to ask you to go back on that. I play this song, and I'm going to come back with some comments in a moment.
Ok.
Okay, so that was, yeah, there's a two-step twist by Ruben and Waze on the EP. It was right at the bottom of the EP, which I hadn't checked. So I'm going to check that out afterwards because I do love a bit of two-step. But I do love a bit of releasing music on my own label too. Earlier on this year, one more thing, I released a massive VA called Incandescent. It's loads of different genres. It's amazing. I've waffled on about it on a few shows and I'm really, really grateful that I'm able to play some tunes. Martijn, you picked a few tunes that you like that we've been able to play, and this is the third and final one we're playing from the album. It's by Entropy, who's now known as Second Law, and False Relation. And it is a lovely, lovely roller called Hurt Me.
No, Dave.
Too late.
Yeah, this sounds pretty dark. It's called Dark Carnival by Benny. It's not Benny L or another Benny, just Benny.
Nah, just good old Benny. Benny from Cardiff, actually. Yeah. Oh. He's been on lots of different labels. Interesting to see him on Viper. This is wicked. And advice to anybody going to a carnival, if it looks like the sun is going to set and you're worried about power cuts or anything, take a torch. So if it becomes a dark carnival, you can still see your way around. There you go. A little bit of a life hack for you there. Talking,
talking.
T.I. has got his Cold Cuts EP on Pretty Cool right now, and this is a track which I misread the title when I first looked at it. I thought it said anti-leg. It's like, what's your problem with legs, T.I.? They're pretty good. They get you around and stuff. You'd miss them if you didn't have them. But anyway, it's anti-lag. It's not anti-leg at all. Anti-lag and Uncle Hag. The relatives you're glad you don't have.
Wow.
Wow, Dave.
Wow, Dave. Melek's doing his Sculpe project.
Yes.
We've played a bunch of these from the EP. Here's another one. Very cool. Once more. It's called You Can't Hide.
I think the EP is called Dark Sky or Dark Star. I can't quite remember, but it's wicked. I think, yeah, this might be the fourth tune that we played from it, or if not, it's the third.
Here.
It's on Bandcamp. Go and check it.
Nobody can't hide.
nobody can't. Nobody can't.
So we're going to go back in time a little bit. We're going to pretend we were totally inspired. Well, no, we were totally inspired by Tom Finster's revelation of his new album and the Lies, Lies, Lies track that we played last week. That did inspire us. But this has just kind of crept back up onto the playlist. And I was going to tell you a lie and say that we were inspired by last week's selection to play this. But that would just be an absolute fabrication. And now it's just pure waffle, which means nothing. When really we should just be shutting up and listening to this. It's Bitterfeld, Face and Tom's Finster. They released it a while ago, but that doesn't matter because it's still wicked now. It really is really, really good. In fact, it's my Yamach of the week.
Yamach. Yamach.
Yamach.
Bang, bang, bang.
I get used to it.
Something, yeah, it's Acre, Clockwork. This is I don't know, it's the type of thing I would call happy, but it's not like annoyingly happy.
Yeah. It has, it's got a happy stomp to it, hasn't it? If you were in a good mood and you were yomping away, this would be the type of kind of vibe that you might do it to. It's got a sense of mischief to it, hasn't it?
Indeed.
The revival of Clown Step.
Yeah, but with a modern happy twist. It's Plotwork on Darkshire.
Plotwork.
So AC13 and Jay Bucky released a track a little while ago on Invicta called This Is Acid, and seems to be very, very popular and doing the rounds, and quite right too. But I need to say, AC13, Jay Bucky and everyone at Invicta, there is no acid in this tune whatsoever. The acid, look it up, the acid sound is a 303. This is a 4-4 that's coming in underneath, which might be associated with psytrance and other acid related genres, but there is no acid in this track. Unless you made it while taking LSD, which is colloquially known as acid, that's interesting enough. Or you could be naming it after the corrosive substance which they use in Breaking Bad to get rid of bodies. Who knows? But there's no actual musical acid in this track. Bangs though.
Up next, we've got Bite Me with I Hope You Win.
Yeah, I like the positive sentiment of that. That's awesome. Yeah.
Bite Me.
It's pretty intense, EP. Though. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. Triumphant. Winners don't do things half-assed. It's got to be intense if you're going to win. Certainly this day and age. This is on a new EP on Subdue called Headway. Big up, Bite Me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This sounds familiar to my ears.
Yes, because you...
And mine.
You maybe you've heard it before.
Yes, actually...
Once or twice.
I made it.
Oh, yes. Wow.
It's called Up Sinner, which is a made-up word. But
I was going to say, is it like an upvoter on Reddit, but instead of voting for stuff, you're sinning? So it's like a good sin, like stealing off a billionaire to give to someone who's got less, which is like 99% of the population.
Ah, that's a good one, yeah. I was thinking more like if you go out and party, that's like an up sin. It's like a sin, but it's up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Clever.
This is wicked, and I heard this because I saw that you shared this. There's this amazing dub train doing the rounds for a few lucky people where somebody did, well, it was Two Swords, big up Two Swords, did released on did an email with a CC. I'm trying not to talk over your track, but now everybody's just replying all and just sharing these amazing dubs with each other, and it's a beautiful sense of community and just people sharing wicked vibes, and you don't see it that often in the scene, but you did this on the weekend. You shared this to the whole email chain, and it's already on my USB. I love hearing it when you do a techno.
Nice. Take it away, Posse. Which is me.
See ya.
Upsing.
Holly D. Holly D.
Holly D.
It's called Inidus. Inidus.
I was thinking Initus as well. Initius? Initus?
Initus.
Initus.
Seriodosiclitis.
In it, us.
In it.
In it.
All right, yeah. It's Harley D. In it, us. It in.
It in.
It in
us.
It in us.
It in us. It's Harley D. We've already said that.
All right.
Once we start, there's no going back.
Hyped up last week and probably will for a few weeks, I'm not too sure, but there's a massive album from Billen's Camp on his new label Sybe. He's launched his label with a huge VA called Assembly. Is it Assembly 1 or just Assembly? I can't remember, but this track is MNN, who've been on Vision, and we played them on the show before with Feel It. Is that PT11 PTII part 2? Because I couldn't find the part 1. It doesn't really matter because I'm feeling the track, which is quite apt.
Oh.
I've already told you the title.
But as I'll instructed. It.
Feel it.
Here.
now time for Twinkle Toes.
Oh. Tentacles. Tentacles, tentacles.
Tentacles. Tentacles, Horizons. Twinkle Toes.
Horizons is the track title.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it. Evolution Chamber. Just reading the titles and artist name and label.
Straight facts.
Straight and I'm facts. Still imagining a world where they're called Twinkle Toes, because that's what I read when I first looked at the track list.
It does.
I need to broaden my horizons.
The Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right, let's shred.
Less shred.
Shred.
Like something like Teenage Ninja Turtle Killer Laser Zebras.
That old classic.
Ah, that's the third movie.
Yeah.
Straight to DVD. Man of multiple reloads, it's SleepNet. Thank you very much to everybody who votes for us and supports us on Patreon. We mean that deeply and sincerely. Every week we give you the opportunity to vote for a reload, and it seems at the moment every week you are voting for SleepNet and Lumen SleepNet remix of Surrender. Hopefully you can keep on reloading it forever and ever in that meme type of way that you do, which we love. It's beautiful. Thank you. And thank you to everybody who listens to the show and supports us in general. We absolutely love you. We'll be right back.
Right, nice. Vibes, vibes, vibes by Conrad Subs. This is Trench. Oh,
Conrad Subs, you hear him in the clubs. Woohoo. Woo. To something from Souped Up. This is a brand new artist on the label Ozone. Apparently he's from Cornwall and wears a fluffy hat according to the label promo. The EP is called Dogbite. Big shout out to all responsible dog owners. Irresponsible dog owners, turn the radio off now. I do not broadcast to you. It's called Through My Mind, and that was a thought that went through my mind when I was thinking about dogs.
Running through my mind, running through my mind. Running through my mind.
Ozone layers.
I did just do a funny off air. I'm gonna do it now. You prompted me now. No, I'm not gonna be able to do it now. It doesn't matter. There was a hole in it anyway. Now on to something quite peppy from Anuza, who's a new artist name for me. It's on Delta 9. Actually, it's your turn to say about it.
Yeah. Oh, it's called Mitsubishi.
Definitely related to the car.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure how it relates to cars, this one. But I like it. You could play it in a car, I guess.
Definitely. Or listen to it on a Mitsubishi, sitting on a car Mitsubishi.
Maybe it was made in a car, in a Mitsubishi, you know.
That would be it.
Could be. Maybe on a field trip to the Mitsubishi factory.
Most likely.
Definitely that, because that's a long way away.
Yeah. Anyway, we're moving on to something really interesting by Tesseract. It's called Intelligent Killer. It sounds very intelligent to me.
It does. And hold tight, everybody who likes those jazzy little surprising sections that surprise you out of nowhere, but it's now no longer a surprise because I've told you about it. But when's it going to happen?
Thanks.
Is it now?
No, is it now? Maybe it's now.
thank you so much, everyone, for everything. And this is the final track of this episode. We've got one more track from the compilation on Billen's label. It's a really cool Muad'Dib track called Frontier 2.0.
It's an amazing way to finish the show. Big up Muad'Dib, big up Billen and all the crew, and big up you all for listening. We'll see you again next week. Ciao, ciao.
Thanks, everyone, once again, and catch you again soon. Bye.
No, Dave. Martijn, say no, Dave.
Already did, but no, Dave. No!
Is there a no, Dave? No, Dave.